Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the bonus podcast of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast exclusive this week. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews, of course, and our producer Chad Ellis. And sticking around from this week's show, if you missed it, download that podcast as well. TJ Kergan from Tactical Shit.
You said it.
Say it.
You said it.
Say it because we're on the podcast.
That's awesome.
Chad's neck just snapped at me like, don't. Oh,
we're Tactical Shit.
We're on the podcast.
I thought he was joking at first, and I was like, I can finally say it.
No, we can say it. Okay. It's okay to say it during the podcast exclusive.
It's not even a cuss
not
word
on the
it's
air.
It's not even a cuss word.
So you know what? I actually want to start right there. Because I'm sure you've been asked that a million times. I've had many people ask me just because they know that I'm on the radio station and you guys have been great advertisers on this station, that the name Tactical Shit, it's a cool name, but I'm sure you know because you come from a marketing background that that's going to limit what you're a, you know, the different marketing venues that you have. So what, tell me what was the going through your brain when you were naming the store and weighing the good against the bad? Like, super cool name, but kind of hard to advertise.
Well, the store named itself.
Okay.
You know, like I said during the other show, I named the store on accident. Matter of fact, I don't think I finished that story. So I said Tactical Shit out loud New Year's Eve 2013. The next day, I'm driving down the road, and I remember the conversation, and I thought to myself, man, that's catchy. You know, and I went to GoDaddy at a stoplight right in front of Lindenwood University. I remember it like, you know, it was yesterday. Yeah. And I typed in tacticalshit.com and I hit enter and it was like, this domain's available.
Nice.
And I'm like, whoa, this is cool. So I bought the domain and I went home and I created a Facebook page. And now I'm a marketing guy. I've been in marketing and advertising since I was a cop. And so I went home and I created this Facebook page. And by the end of that weekend, I had 300 fans. And that was like really rapid growth back then, mm-hmm. you know, considering I was working for mortgage companies, a car dealer. And getting 300 fans in a year was a big deal.
Right.
So anyway, one thing leads to another, and a week later we've got 3,000 fans. Side note, the Tactical Shit logo, the Spartan helmet made of guns.
Mm-hmm.
My art director at my marketing company, Michael Meiniger, he was at the time, he's still here in St. Louis, so I hope he hears this. He was at the time anti-gun and pro-Obama, voted for him twice. Typical art director, right?
Yeah.
And he comes, and he's like, yeah, I don't want to be involved in this project. And I'm like,
Dude,
that's cool. You know, I'll let you go. I'll job it out to somebody that
sure.
likes guns. And he comes into work the next day and throws what is now the Tactical Shit icon on my desk. And he says, I don't know why, but this came to me last night. And so there's a funny little thing. The Tactical Shit logo, which is essentially the Jesus fish of the Second Amendment lifestyle, was done by a liberal anti-gunner.
Wow. That is hilarious.
So Tactical Shit took off on social media. Today we've got 2.4 million.
What?
Fans, followers, and subscribers across all kinds of social media, email subscriberships, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. We're even on Twitch gaming 24 hours a day.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And so, huh. you know, we
that's amazing.
We're a media company.
Yeah.
We run like Tactical Disneyland. You
right.
know, where we have, you know, we sell news and information, and we also have product that helps pay the bills.
Now, nice. you talk about the accessories that you have for firearms. Do you also have stuff for gamers? Like, because there's so many. Did I just give you another revenue source? Come on. You know what I mean? Like the different things. I mean, not everything's done
we
with a
do
controller.
Not yet. We do not yet. We've got a couple guys in our
yet.
Company that are active. They are active shooters in the gaming world.
So, what's the conversation when you like Bo mentioned you've had a presence in St. Louis media for years. So a lot of people know you, but what's that first conversation with somebody in television or radio or wherever, print media, whatever you've done, and you say, I want to buy some commercials for my store tactical shit. Like, what's the...
Well,
what's the face do?
97.1 said yes.
Well, of course we did.
As long as we bleeped out the shit.
Which we do with a gunshot.
Yes, with a suppressed gunshot.
Yes.
St. Peter's, it's not all just advertising. St. Peter's, when we bought the old Uncle Sam's on the side of Highway 70, they said, yeah, you're going to have to put an asterisk where the eye goes.
Okay.
Because the eye in our logo is a bullet, right? It doesn't really say shit. It's SH bullet T.
Okay.
Right? You could actually say SHT.
Yeah.
And that would be better than just S.
Yeah.
So we took out the bullet, we put in an asterisk, and then St. Peter's is like, can you make the asterisk bigger, like big as an O? We're like, okay. So we made the asterisk as big as an O. And then they're like, can you orient the asterisk so that there's no vertical line? We're like, sure. So now when you drive down Highway 70, a lot of people think it's tactical shot.
Yeah. Right. I think that was on purpose. They were trying to make it.
And it's totally cool with me. If grandma wants to think my store is called Tactical Shot and come buy camouflage gear, whatever, you know. And so now in we're opening a store in Orlando, Florida right now at Inside Machine Gun America. And it's called Tactical SH asterisk T. So our retail stores go that way. We're not allowed to advertise on Facebook. We're not allowed to advertise on Instagram, YouTube, Google, none of it. Not only because we have shit in our name, but also because we sell products that go against their community standards.
I know.
Community standards
YouTube's getting out of control with that stuff.
People are like, well, stop selling gun parts. I'm like, okay, but I still sell knives. Okay, stop selling knives. Well, I still sell ammunition. Well, okay, I'll stop selling everything so I can advertise on Facebook. I think not.
No.
So everything we do is organic, and we're talking to some TV stations right now. I think we could pull off some ads. However,
that's gonna be creative.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on. I just realized, and I just was turned on about a year ago.
You
going to
ask him about gamers again?
No, Frank's Hot Sauce. Frank's Hot Sauce? I put that shit on everything.
I put that shit on everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they bleep it out. And I was like, damn, he just did that.
Yeah,
we could do it. The problem with the television is we were just talking to the local Fox affiliate the other day, and we can't show any guns in our commercial.
Oh, come on.
Right?
But you guys don't sell guns, though, so that's perfectly fine. Right?
Right.
Cars kill people.
Right.
Why are they
cars
car
kill way more people than
right.
guns. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, we definitely have challenges
what
in the marketing
can you show?
Department.
Like, can you show a gun... safe? Like, can you show,
absolutely.
How close to the line can you get?
We've asked them to clarify. We've asked them to clarify and to give some examples, and they haven't done it yet.
They never do that.
No.
The line is always very blurry, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're almost out of time. There's a bunch of stories that have happened since the last time you were here. So the first one that comes to mind that I just wanted to quickly get your thoughts on was the idea of hunting in public parks. That's a new thing that's been passed, I think, right?
Yeah. They're getting ready to do it.
Yeah, it's
going to
be something that we see here.
Oh, no, you're talking about the deer hunting.
Yeah. 2020. Deer hunting in public parks is a law that's passed since the last time you were here. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I like going to the park or even out my back door and seeing deer, but I also like eating deer.
Sure.
I understand that deer can become a nuisance, especially in an urban area. And I also understand that the cost of just moving them isn't, that's not logical. So I'm totally cool with the bow hunting in the parks as long as it's just for population control and the meat goes to something good like feeding the poor or something like that. Yeah. I don't know anything else beyond that.
Share the harvest.
You talked about hog hunting, though.
Yeah, that would be a great thing.
Yeah.
You talked about hog hunting, though. I've done aerial hog hunting, and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life.
Dude, that's
ever.
Something Bo and I have ever. Talked about doing. I know a helicopter guy, so we can get in the air.
Tony knows everybody, just FYI. He got somebody for everything.
And I've never big game hunted ever in my
life. You can't eat those hogs anyway. All the hogs in Texas
you can.
Well, they're poisoned.
No.
Yeah,
that's
the hogs.
Not true.
And, no,
they're making sausage like crazy out of southern Missouri.
Oh, you're talking Missouri. I'm talking Texas.
He said Texas.
Texas, you can't eat the hogs.
No, right. No. In Missouri, they're still okay. Yeah. But the invasion, you've seen the map. It's like they're halfway to Iowa.
Yeah.
They say if every registered hunter in Texas killed 3 hogs a day, they still would not get on top of the problem.
Wow.
So the other two things that have been discussed, not just the hog hunting, but the possibility of a bear season in Missouri, yeah, and the possibility of an elk season, are the four of us, Chad, you're coming too. Are we going to be the first ones in line for a bear tag?
I don't think I can do a bear.
Yeah, I don't think I would do a bear either.
No,
I can
really?
I can do the hogs, no problem, because they breed like cats or rats or whatever.
You don't want to go hunt a bear?
No, hell no.
No.
Hell no. It's too much like a dude. I mean,
yeah.
It's too like you're too sentimental about it.
I'd rather hunt pedophiles.
Well, amen to that. LL. Amen to that.
Touché.
Yeah.
No, seriously, especially if you're in the air,
I can get us in the air.
I could do the hog hunt, no problem. But
how
I
cool
know,
was
I
that?
So air clearance to shoot out of the sky
in Texas, it's perfectly legal. In Missouri, probably not so much.
Yeah, I don't we'll probably have to make.
I don't think they even have that many laws in Texas.
Yeah, we'll probably
point.
Have to make some phone calls.
there's a duck reserve out in western Missouri that they are closing this duck hunting down to do just that.
I actually thought aerial duck hunting would be awesome. You know, because when I was hog hunting, we were flying over a lake, and there was a mallard drake and a mallard head flying under the helicopter, and I got my AR, and I'm like, whoa, 2 rounds, all I need. Okay, they're not in season. I won't do that.
That's great.
That is TJ Kurgan from Tactical Shit. Before we wrap this up, tell people where you guys are at, social media, websites, where you're located.
All right, you're listening to this in St. Louis. You can see us on the side of Highway 70 in St. Peter's. Easy to get off, exit 229, Cave Springs exit, or the Mid-Rivers exit. You can get to our store on the north side of the highway, shop.tacticalshit.com. We've got over 50,000 products of gun parts, tactical gear, clothing, everything, 5.11, Oakley, you name it, body armor, holsters, everything you could ever want if you associate your lifestyle with tactical. Social media, search Tactical Shit or Tactical SHT. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We are funny AF. That's all I can tell you. That's what we do. Tacticalshit.com is our news. We do news you give a shit about. And that's about it.
Your podcast, too.
Podcast is Shots Fired. Shots Fired is a random podcast that only happens after national shooting events, or actually international shooting events. This week, we're going to talk about the active shooter in Thailand.
Yeah.
You know, a country where guns aren't allowed. Somebody, a soldier, stole an assault rifle and went and killed like 29 people and shot 57 others. And liberal news media is not talking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Hmm. I don't know.
So, silly question. You can shop and buy online?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. No,
yeah,
so,
we ship globally.
Okay, good. Because if you're listening to this in Georgia, you're like, well, yep. So you can do all that.
Shop.tacticalshit.com. And we add new products every day.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much. It's good seeing you again.
Yeah,
you
TJ, we'll have you back real soon. Thanks so much for coming
awesome,
in,
man.
Being a part of this podcast exclusive and, of course, the show this week. If you missed the show, download the podcast on the radio.com app. And if you didn't hear, our show is on 97.1 FM Talk on Saturdays at 3 and on Camo X on Sundays at noon. We are moving down to 5 o'clock at noon on Camo X every Sunday because Cardinal baseball is almost back. So if you listen to the show on Camo X every weekend, we've got one more week at noon. And then starting in 2 weeks, we'll be Sundays at 5. Good.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course, yeah.
If you're still a member of the NRA, consider yourself extremely misinformed.
Oh, see?
Okay.
This is why we got to have you back ASAP.
You need to look at Gun Policy, a.k.a. Firearms Policy Coalition, and the gun owners of America. They are still small enough that they are not corrupted by the man. They're not spending millions and millions of dollars on ad agencies. Every dollar you give Firearms Policy Coalition goes to sue attorney generals like the one in Virginia. So check those guys out. Firearms Policy Coalition. I can't tell you. We give about $50,000 a year to these guys. And they will, if you give that kind of money, all you business owners out there, they will let you pick who you sue and what you sue them for. Huh. It's awesome.
That's a great point. And along the same lines, give a shout out to our friends at the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Alex Saltzman, good friend of the show. They are a no compromise Second Amendment rights organization. right here in the state of Missouri. So,
awesome.
Yeah, great organizations all. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast exclusive. Download our podcasts every Friday and Monday on the radio.com app or just about anywhere else that you get podcasts, and listen to the shows on Saturdays and Sundays on 97.1 FM Talk and KMOX. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.